The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a reason they call me Minnesota's Autism Mom. It's because I make it my business and go out of my way to provide free workshops and trainings for parents who have kids with special needs. And part of the educational workshops and seminars and programming that I do is also for companies and businesses. I was just at Krauss Anderson on Thursday talking to their marketing and human resources departments about the importance of hiring more neurodiverse adults. Because they say 1 in 36 children has autism now. And at some point, they're going to be 1 in 36 grown-ups. And so me and my friend Charlotte and my friend Jocelyn, and all of us who have children who are on the spectrum or neurodiverse in some way, we want them to have jobs when they get older. We want them to have a better quality of life, right? And so I'm going directly to those HR professionals and talking to them about how dedicated and smart and informed people with autism are, and how just a soft handshake or no eye contact would traditionally rule out those candidates, and how they need to give grace to people like our children when they grow up. And I also do educational workshops for teachers and early educators. And I grow across the state of Minnesota whenever I'm called, however I'm needed. And I was in Marshall, Minnesota last month talking to Head Start teachers. And it was a room full of Head Start educators, probably about 200 women and men. And I was talking to them about how to engage parents, because they're the first line of defense in Head Start. And they're going to be the ones to have to tell the parents who may not have seen it that there's something that's not quite right. And then give them the tools they need to help their child get diagnosed, get services, get the resources that they need so they can have a better quality of life. Because that early intervention, that's the key right there. And how can you engage those parents without making them feel overwhelmed? How can you talk to those parents without putting them on the defensive? How can you all work together to be on the same team to get this child the help they need, right? And so just equipping them and talking to them, and you know, something in my spirit told me to start talking about the locks that I give away. The Spread Love with Locks campaign that I do, where I go across the country passing out these interior Amazon combination door locks that I buy a lot of times with my own money. And I fly on my own dime to Houston and Boston and all parts in between when a child with autism wanders away and drowns. I go right to that community where that tragedy happened. I hire an ice cream truck. I hire a balloon animal. I hire a clown. I hire a face painter. And I partner with the police departments. And I try to give away at least 100 locks. Sometimes Amazon partners with me. Sometimes they don't return my call. It does not matter. Because one of my favorite scriptures says a generous person will prosper. So if I got to use my own money to do it, that's fine. But every lock saves a life. And so I was at this event in Marshall, and I was talking about the door locks and how it's kept my children safe from wandering outside the home, and half the room started crying. And I knew something was going on. And then they told me that one of their students, one of their Head Start kids, was a 4-year-old boy who wandered away, and he was found in a river and later died at a hospital. And I said, well, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to Marshall. I'm going to do a lock giveaway. I'm going to hire me an ice cream truck. I'm going to get a face painter. I'm going to buy 100 locks. I'm going to call Amazon and see if they want to partner with me. If they don't, that is just fine. But we're going to do this lock giveaway. And I said, who was the agency? Who do I need to talk to? And they said, well, call Sheriff Eric Whalen. Call Sheriff Wallen, talk to him, and see if he'll let you do it. I don't think Sheriff Wallen made me wait 60 seconds before he said, we're in, what can we do, how can we help, let's get it done. And Sheriff Wallen, I just thank you so much for your partnership and putting this event on October the 5th right there at the Sheriff's Department in Lyon County. God bless you for trusting me with your residents and the people in your community, because you don't know me from Adam.
No, good afternoon. No, we have not had the pleasure to meet, but I'm looking forward to it on October 5 for sure.
Now, talk to me about how your first responders are doing, because you all were a part of the search. You all worked so hard. You were in close contact and connection with this family in this grieving community. And I know this was personal for your men and women, right?
Oh, very much so. It's always difficult when a tragedy happens, and more so involving a small child. And all the officers between my office, the sheriff's office, and then the local police department, the Marshall Police Department, that were on scene, and Marshall Fire Department, all of those men and women that helped as well, carried this away with them, and it was a traumatic event for all of those responders.
And I'm just so glad that the ladies at the Head Start event spoke up, told me about what happened, gave me your contact information, and you are allowing me to come there and give away these locks. And, you know, Sheriff Wallen, my goal is not only to bring these locks and this information, but to spread love. That's why we do the ice cream truck and the face painter and the balloon animal. So it's not just an event where you get the lock and you go home, but you can stay and you can connect to the community and then bring, you know, a spirit of healing after such a devastating event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's the exact idea of, I think, of an event like this. It gives those officers that are able to make it on the 5th an opportunity to maybe bring some closure to the incident itself. And for those coming to take advantage of this opportunity, those families that maybe have that child with autism and could benefit from this, they might find some community and be able to share stories and gain support from other families that are in the same situations as they are. They just might not know it. They might not know their neighbor two doors down has the same struggles.
And, you know, one of the things that I try to do is leave at least 10 or 15 locks with you, so that if somebody's not able to come, if they're working, if they find out about it at the last minute, you'll have some locks there available to give away later after the event is over. But I want you to talk to me about what parents can do if they have children with autism. You know, I know for me, I go to my local police department. I introduce my children to them. I make sure that they know this is Daniel. He wanders, you know, but, you know, you're the law enforcement expert. You know, give us some tips about what we can do to try to make sure that you all are informed about our kids and we keep them safe.
Certainly. You have a very good point. It is to bridge that gap between the child and law enforcement. For any child who's younger, police officers can appear to be intimidating or scary. So it's always good to introduce them in any situation. These people are the helpers. They're the ones that if you need help, look for them. And if they come to you, to not be afraid. And they're there to help you. So to make that connection before you need to make it is an excellent thing. One thing that we have done here in our area that it hasn't been too publicized, if you will, but if a family that has a child with special needs, whether it's autism or something else, they could call us and give us the information, and we can put a note in our database or our record system. So if we get a 911 call or another type of call for service at that address, we'll get a flag and say, there's a person living here with autism, and this is their unique characteristics, because as we know, everyone with autism is different, hence the puzzle piece as the logo. You know, everyone's challenges are different, so we'd like to put those pieces, you know, put that information in there so the officers have an idea. Okay, this one's nonverbal, this one is one that tends to to run from the house or whatever the cases may be. So it's something that we have going in, gives us a little more information, and we can respond accordingly and more appropriately. We also at the Sheriff's Office have some stickers that we pass out to anyone that wants them that a person could put near their front door or even on their vehicle to give any type of first responder, whether it be police, a fireman, or an ambulance person, an idea of the type of people that live there. So, for example, we have a sticker for autism or special needs. We have a sticker for brain injury or PTSD. We have a diabetic one. We have a dementia or Alzheimer's. And we have a deaf or hard of hearing sticker. So if we see those on their front door, we know we need to take a minute and rethink how we're responding to this situation, because it's going to take some special care based on who's living here. So those are a few things that families could do.
Well, I just cannot thank you enough for being on the show, for giving us those tips. You know, you've given me some, I'm over here taking notes, some things that I hadn't even thought about doing. But I just appreciate the proactive work that you and your department in Lyon County do to keep our kids safe, and for the way that you put your heart and soul and effort into trying to find this child. And wrapping your arms around that family means so much to those of us in the autism community. Your compassion was on full display when this child was found, and I'm so grateful for the work that you did, you know, in that instance. So thank you so much, and I look forward to finally meeting you in person on October the 5th from 10 to noon at our lot giveaway. Yes, ma'am. So spread the word. You do it. You spread the word over there. I'm going to spread the word over here, and we're going to make sure that we get at least 100 families to come by and pick up those free locks so that we can save as many children with autism who wander as we possibly can. God bless you. Thank you so much for being on the show, Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
All right, we'll see you soon, and you all stick around. There's more to come.